assist as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I'll probably be really short tonight because, well, you know, I want to talk to my kids, and I'm not being allowed to talk to my kids. I got an email this morning from Australia, and it's basically the only response I've had thus far on the organizations I've tried to contact in reference to slavery. And I watched again my slavery video just as a reminder, because there was a section in there where I talk about if you were a big corporation and whatnot, it's about not quite halfway through. And I start showing pictures of flowers, whatnot, that you'd want to have an image that you represent, and you would sponsor organizations that would address slavery and so forth in order to make you look good. And when I looked at various organizations, I found one and I said, I think this is one of those organizations. And because their connections with, ESG score that's becoming the popular thing for big corporations. And I think they're directly connected to the World Economic Forum and things of that nature. And so it's kind of like, this seems like one of those organizations that is there and well-funded, there in order to give that image. That's the one that contacted me. And I found that, you know, so I did that video with that particular organization in mind. And they're the only ones thus far, organizationally, that responded to me. And I found that just fascinating. Really fascinating. But I did take a hike today. I planned on a 4-mile hike and I did 6. I did the hill again today. You know, the one, my house, and, you know, I did it Sunday. I did it today and I did it brisker today, which encourages me because I was concerned Sunday because I hadn't done it in a while, I went up that hill quite well. But just one, you know, I had a wonderful conversation with Chris. He had a remarkable blessing in his life this afternoon, and he wanted to celebrate with me on that, which was encouragement. But then we also talked about stuff in Matthew 3, Matthew 5, and John 1 and John 14 in reference to Jesus and his baptism, which I thought was a really interesting dialogue. I won't dwell on it because I'm tired. But I want to instill this in my kids. You know, it's something about the Deuteronomy 6 thing. You know, because we ended by just reiterating, because it's something we've discussed many times, the John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's kind of like, it's so easy to say and so, said so often, but what does it mean? You know, because we have talked so often about, you know, God is love. Well, yeah, because love is not a quantity, an item that you can put you can't get a jar of love. And it's not something I generate, but that is, God is love. It's his essence that we see. And so when we actually love, like husbands love your wives, as Christ loved his assembly, when we do that, it's not a quantity, but it's what we're seeing as Christ through us, or the term we've been discussing today is it vicariously being happening through us? But anyway, you know, and of course the truth literally being not hidden. And so he's there. You know, he is the definition of truth, and you know, again, not literally hidden, and the life. You know, it's more than just the fact that my heart is beating. my entire existence is because of Christ. And one of the things that we dwelled on a little bit is, I am the way. What does it mean? You know, it's the idea of the path or the roadway. And so part of what we were discussing is that, implying that our path through life, my path is different than somebody else. You know, Chris and I, we are on a different path. But both those paths have been laid out by Christ. And in a sense, more than just are a custom path for us, but it's a custom embodiment of Him for us, because He is the way. Anyway, it's hard to wrap your mind around this, I think, and we're struggling to do that. But that was wonderful, and I did get to again celebrate with Chris today. This my wife may remember this. Hardwick, I think, clothing they were, I think, fairly high end clothing, and they had the store downtown that we had been to and whatnot, and you know, I guess after the original owners are left the scene, they have a large building which I think used to be where they had their factory. Metro is looking at buying it. And apparently they may have the terms, everything settled with the bank and whatnot, in the next couple of days. If so, because it's a nicer building than what they have in Athens, they're going to move down here to Cleveland, which is kind of like, wow. But anyway, but what Chris found is that in that process, in the dialogue today, it was reiterated to him, he's valued. And it took a huge weight off of him. But anyway. It's really impacted me. Both days, yesterday and today, I had this wonderful interaction with my neighbor. The hearty handshake and the lots of words that we don't understand each other. That joy happened again. It was today and Sunday. But the other thing is, there was the interaction that was strong related to my slavery video. And then the interaction with literally the organization that I had in mind when I said that. Writes me this morning. And it's kind of like, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I'm in a mess. And tomorrow morning, for the first time in a long time, because I was asked, one of these convenience stores with the gas pumps that uses this rapid on-site, they're changing their network. And so I'm asked to participate. It probably won't take more than 5 minutes, but I don't do those kind of things anymore. You know, fortunately it's all remote, but still. Anyway, my lady, my wife, I remind you about that article I wrote, All Men Are Jerks, Love Them. You married a jerk, me. There's only one person walking the earth who can bring as much encouragement and as much joy to my life as you. I mean, there is literally no one else walking the earth who can do that. You're my one and only lady. When you deny that to me, I have no other hope. You know, obviously besides a relationship with Christ, but otherwise, you're my only lady. And I still love you and want you back.